This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Barbara Bogave. These days, with money so tight, my trip planning process always starts with a hunt for a deal. And I'll bet you have your favorite websites to check first for flight specials. George Hobica hopes one of them is airfarewatchdog.com. He founded that site 15 years ago to help connect travelers on a budget with the best airline buys. And George is my guest this hour on the show to talk travel deals and answer some of your trip planning questions. Welcome, George.
Thank you, Barbara.
15 years. You have seen a lot of change in that time, I imagine. Is it easier or harder to get an amazing discount on a flight than when you got into this game way back when?
Well, the reason we started Airfare Watchdog was because it was easier to find fares if you knew where to look. And what happened was when there were more airlines, there was more competition, and we'd see many unadvertised airfare wars where some fares would go down to $88 round trip coast to coast. Delta would attack Northwest. Northwest would attack Delta. Of course, now they are the same airline, so that doesn't happen so much. We also saw a lot of fat finger fares. Those are 20-cent airfares that the airlines put into their computer systems by accident, and they used to honor them. Since then, they've reprogrammed their computer systems to catch these mistakes, so we don't see those anymore.
Oh, that is too bad. And what a great phrase.
Fat finger fares. And it's because the fare analyst who entered the information had typos, literally fat fingers, and they were working too fast, and they entered typos into their computer systems.
Sure, and way back when there was People's Express, there were alternative airlines, which you don't really see that much anymore.
Actually, People Express is planning a comeback. Believe it or not, they are planning to launch again. We don't know when, but stay tuned. And we do have Spirit Airlines, which everyone loves to hate, which really does have some low airfares as well.
Many, many Marketplace Money listeners wrote to us with their questions about how to fly for less, and we should get right down to it. Our first caller is Lorene from Palmer, Alaska. She wrote us on Facebook. Hi, Lorene.
Hello.
Well, where are you planning to go this summer?
We would like to visit family in California and also in Florida.
Oh, great. So two trips, and you're coming out of Palmer. Is that a hard place to fly in and out of to get a deal?
It can be. We have to drive about an hour and a half to Anchorage, and we fly out of Anchorage, and we are beholden to one single airline that flies out of state, Alaska Airlines. Until this summer, I guess there's going to be a couple more airlines coming up here to handle tourism traffic.
Oh, so you have a monopoly there. What tips do you use when you're looking for great airfare?
Well, I subscribe to all the Alaska Airlines specials, emails, listservs, Facebook, whatever I can try to find. There's even a newsletter up here that posts when deals are getting good, the Alaska Dispatch. And then occasionally I look at things like Orbitz and Travelocity, but I don't seem to find better deals on those than I do just by going directly to the airline website. My biggest trouble is figuring out the best time to buy. So the day of the week, how many weeks and months in advance should I be buying tickets?
What have you tried? Have you tried different strategies?
Yeah, we bought a ticket to Florida over the winter, and I looked about 4 months in advance and then 3 months. And by 2 months, the ticket prices started going up, and then we bought our tickets. And I kept looking afterwards to see what was happening, and the ticket prices just kept going up and up and up. So I'd heard at one point that if you buy your tickets a week or two in advance, sometimes you can get some screaming deals, but it's hard to plan with that short of notice.
Well, just one more question, and then I'm going to let George solve all of your problems. Do you have kids, and are you working around their vacations?
Yes, absolutely. So we do have one child still in school, and so we try to travel around spring break, summer break, and winter break. So that makes it especially difficult because it also makes it so we usually cannot get miles tickets.
Exactly. I feel you. I have the same problem. George, Lorene is hitting all of these points, right? How can you help her out?
Well, this is probably the most difficult scenario imaginable. Alaska Airlines kids flying on vacation schedules.
We are trying to stump you.
I know. Well, one good thing about Alaska Airlines is they are one of the three remaining airlines that will give you a full refund in the form of a future travel voucher if, in fact, the fare goes down between the time you buy and the time you fly. Just recently, the four remaining legacy carriers announced that they are upping their ticket change fee to $200, and that includes a $200 fee if the fare has gone down and you apply for a voucher refund for the fare difference. But Alaska doesn't play that game. They give the entire amount back in the form of a travel voucher. So it does pay to keep on checking your airfare after you buy it. And there's a really good site to sign up for. It's called Yapta, Yapta.com. And they will actually track your exact flight number, your exact dates. And if the fare has gone down, they will alert you if you're entitled to a refund.
Oh, interesting. How about this idea of the discount sites do not benefit you? You often find a better deal going right to the airline.
Well, I think in the case of Alaska, you're going to find the same fares. But the really great thing about Travelocity, Orbitz, and the other online travel agencies is that they will let you know if it's cheaper to go out on another airline. If it's cheaper to go out on one airline and come back on another, they will combine different airlines. And also, Virgin America is going to start flying from Anchorage. And we just saw a fare at $256 round trip to Los Angeles for summer travel. So that
Maureen,
is great
Maureen,
news.
Are you writing this down? Did you know this?
I am writing this down.
How exciting.
And you can order drinks at your seat. And you can also send a drink to somebody else on the plane if you want to flirt with somebody else on the plane. But you're married, and I'm sure you don't want to do that, Lorene.
No, I don't think my husband appreciates that.
Watch him, too. Make sure he's not sending any drinks via the TV system. I also really suggest signing up for Airfare Alerts. If you go on your favorite browser and search the term Airfare Alerts, you will see that a number of sites, including Airfare Watchdog, but many others, including Kayak and Hotwire and TripAdvisor Flights, will send you emailed alerts when a fare goes down. And there is no best time to find an airfare. There's an urban myth out there that Tuesday and Wednesday are the best days. Yes, Alaska does announce its sales on a Tuesday, but some of the best deals are totally unadvertised, and they will appear at any moment of the week, any hour of the day. It's not just that fares go down, but the number of seats available at a low fare may go up or down. And maybe somebody's holding the last two seats at the very lowest fare bucket on your flight, and then they decide not to buy them. I also want to remind listeners, and Lorene especially, is that you can put a ticket on hold for 24 hours without paying for it. You can hold it at that fare for 24 hours, and you don't even have to pay for it.
Lorene, I just have one more question. I think you brought up in your post on Facebook that you're curious whether buying the rental car and the hotel deal in a bundle with airfare is a good idea. And I've often wondered that. George?
Well, sometimes packages are a good deal, not necessarily the rental car, but the hotel if you need one and the airfare. Not always. I mean, sometimes you'll save $50 on a one-week trip. And for some people, that is worth it. I don't often see great deals, but yes, Expedia and other travel agencies online do have packages.
Well, Lorene, I hope we've helped you out with your summer trip planning.
You sure have. Thank you so much.
And that you have a great time here in California.
All right. Thank you.
And if you have a question about personal finance, you can do just what Lorene did. You can get in touch with us on Facebook. You can always write to us also on our website, marketplacemoney.org. We're talking this hour about your summer travel plans. It's a very happy show. George Hobega of AirfareWatchdog.com is with us to help sort out your spending. And George, I'd like you to meet our listener, Emerson, from Durham, North Carolina, who also posted a question to our Facebook page. Hi, Emerson.
Hi. How are you?
Just great. Welcome to the show. Where are you headed this summer?
Well, we rented a beach house in Ocracoke Island in the Outer Banks of North Carolina in August.
Oh, that sounds nice.
It is nice.
What part of the trip planning process can we help you out with?
Well, what I'm wondering is about buying trip insurance. Because we rent the beach house every few years in August, there's always a tropical storm looming somewhere out in the ocean, and it gets to be closer and closer to our travel date. And we say, man, we better get some trip insurance just in case the storm hits. We've never had to make a claim, and I don't know if that's good luck or if we've protected ourselves against harm by spending money on insurance. But I'm wondering if we're just throwing money away or if trip insurance claims go well, if it's worth doing, and if so, how to shop for trip insurance.
Great questions all. George?
More people make travel insurance claims than they do on home insurance or even auto insurance. So, yes, claims are made and they are paid. It really depends on how much you're spending and how much you can afford to lose. And I should say the number one reason for making a claim on travel insurance is not whether it's actually illness, and it's illness either of somebody you're traveling with or the person who takes out the insurance. So you should worry more about that than about a weather event. If somebody does become ill, you have to go to a doctor and get some kind of validation.
Doctor's note. Yeah,
you have to get a doctor's note, basically, because otherwise the insurance company will not pay your claim. You can't just call them after the event and say, you know, we were sick, we didn't go. There are lots of loopholes in travel insurance, and sometimes weather is one, but usually a weather event is covered by travel insurance. The best way to shop for a travel insurance is to look at a site like insuremytrip.com, which looks at many, many different policies, many different insurers, and lets you compare rates.
Does that mean you shouldn't take insurance offered by an airline?
I don't think it's a good idea to buy insurance from an airline because the coverage is not as adequate as a third-party site. And of course, they probably don't cover a weather event. They really only cover things like delays and cancellations. Before you actually send your check, look at the policy, look at the fine print. Some of these policies actually have, and I've counted them, about 8,000 words.
Wow, that's a whole vacation right there that you love.
I know,
reading
right?
The policy.
For something that's $3,000 or $4,000, if you're spending that much, it might be a good idea to buy trip insurance. Also, there's a type of insurance that is canceled for any reason. It costs more. You have to cancel longer than 48 hours ahead of the event. But you can cancel for any reason, including, for example, if your dog gets sick. I've had readers before at Airfare Watchdog where they had to cancel the trip, and I would cancel my trip if my dog got sick. That is never covered in any insurance policy unless you get cancel for any reason insurance.
Well, you heard it here. Emerson, does that help you?
Yeah, and I learned about a lot of other things that could go wrong that I hadn't thought of.
Well, hopefully, you know, don't think about that too much. And I hope you have a great summer vacation.
Thank you very much.
Take care. Thanks for calling in. George, our last caller today has quite a story. This is Jan in Racine, Wisconsin, and she'd like to talk about her experience using airline miles for travel abroad. Jan, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for having me.
So tell us about this trip you cashed your award miles in for.
Right. Well, I will be in Europe for a number of weeks coming up this summer, staying in various destinations. And I found that I had a long weekend free, about 5 or 6 days, and invited my sister to stay with me. And she agreed, so we decided to go to London for this period. She would have to fly from Boston. And we started to look in later January, early February for travel for this ticket for June. And when we looked at airfares, the best we could do was about $1,100, $1,200 for a direct flight and coach, or about $800 or $900 with a stopover in Iceland or Ireland. And trying to be a nice sister then, I offered to pay her way using my frequent flyer miles on American Airlines.
Oh, will you be my sister?
Well, let's just say it's nice to get together when we can't. So anyway, I knew that this would be a popular route, but I thought, you know, I'd try anyway, see what was available. And so I went online, and I was actually delighted to find that there was reward availability on a direct flight from Boston to London Heathrow on AA's code share partner, British Airways. But then I noticed that there was a charge of $685 for this supposedly award flight.
$685. Actually, I don't know why I'm surprised, because I've seen the taxes. Those are taxes and fees, right? They can be up to $400, I've seen, for travel abroad.
Well, that's it, is that I'm used to, you know, cashing in airline miles, and usually it's not been more than a couple hundred, though. Even last year, I went to Manchester, and the taxes I know were near as high. But, you know, and kind of looking around different dates didn't help, and I was sort of locked into a certain kind of time period. So anyway, I couldn't figure out what I was doing wrong, and I assumed that I was doing something wrong. So I called AA, and I have to admit, let me first say that the AA rep was courteous, friendly, professional. At least this individual made me feel like a valued customer, so no complaints against her. But I explained the problem, and she said that, in fact, yes, the taxes were about $685. And she sounded very apologetic, but there was nothing she could do, and she explained something about that it has to do with the international negotiations of transatlantic flights, something to do with Heathrow specifically.
Wow, $700. George, what can people do? What should they be aware of when they cash in these miles?
Well, I feel your pain. It's happened to me, too. There's no such thing as a free frequent flyer ticket anymore. And actually, most of that charge on BA is a fuel surcharge, and they should not be charging that. That is totally disingenuous on their part. About $249 of that is indeed taxes and fees. And the British government, in order to balance their books, has increased what they call the passenger duty tax. And it's higher, actually, on business class and first class tickets. It's also based on the length of the trip. It cost me more to fly here from Los Angeles to London in tax than it does you from Boston, where I used to live, by the way. It's totally disingenuous. There's really nothing you can do about it. Those British duties are going up next year. The airline industry is up in arms about them. There's a one airport in the UK that is exempt, and that's Belfast in Northern Ireland. They argued that they had to get out of this because of tourism impact. So Belfast does not charge these duties. But most of that fee is, in fact, fuel surcharges, which British Airways is just tacking on as an extra fee.
Do you have tips, though, for how to cash in miles in the smartest way to get the most bang for your buck?
Absolutely. I've been in the same position. I would never pay $600 or $700 or $800 in taxes on a fare that I could buy for $1,100 in economy. The best way to spend those miles is to buy a $5,000 business class ticket. You still have to pay $1,000, but at least you're getting a business class ticket, and that's what I do with my British Airways miles. It's more miles, but at least you're getting something for those miles. And actually, it's not true that you pay those taxes on all international itineraries. If you go to Hong Kong, for example, you're not going to pay as much. You still may pay the fuel surcharge. And some airlines charge less on the fuel surcharge than others. And really, they should not be charging this because those are your miles. You earn them. Really, it's just a fare. It's not even a tax.
Well, Jan, you are a great sister. That's for sure. And thanks so much for emailing us and sharing your story today.
Well, thank you for having this series. It's been great. So,
and I hope you two enjoy it.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. George Hobica, I'm sure you've inspired some people to really start nailing down their summer plans and booking their flights. Is there some place that you're excited about going this summer?
I am going to go to my backyard and probably start. I am actually taking a couple of trips and using my miles. And I actually, one tip, if you buy anything online, buy it through the airline's shopping mall. If you buy an Apple computer at apple.com, with your credit card, yes, you get the miles on the credit card, but you also get an extra mile from American Airlines or British Airways. If you're buying something at Macy's, Best Buy, Walmart, you can get 3, 4, 5 extra bonus miles per dollar by going through the airline's malls. Same price, but you get the extra miles. And that's how I get a lot of my free travel.
Oh, fantastic.
Just Google Airfare Watchdog Shopping, and you will see links to all the airlines' shopping malls. Great way to get those extra miles and a free ride.
George Hobica is the founder of airfarewatchdog.com. And thanks so much for taking the time today.
A pleasure.